You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
October 20th, 2018. This is Nicola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs. We had a little snow today, unfortunately. By the way, happy sweetest day. An additional business opportunity, probably created by those who sell candy and flowers. Thanks for joining me at republicbroadcasting.org. I hope that you will visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net, ScreeningSandyHook.net, and WoolliesBlog.blogspot.com. During the program, email questions or comments to comment at spingola.email. Please visit the chat room at spingola.chatango.com. View our past, current, and future guest lineup at spingola.com. You will find the schedule all the way back to October 23rd. Oh my gosh! In 3 days, I will have been on RBN for, 8 years. Okay. If you will visit spingola.com and click on the radio schedule button, it's on the left side of the page. You will see links for each and every year for the guests that I have had on the program. My first guest today is Ellen Atkin. Her website is rawtraveling.blogspot.com. Ellen, welcome to the program.
Oh, hello, Deanna. Hi.
And how are you this fine day?
Well, I'm perfect. I'm really enjoying it. It's a beautiful day here. It's a beautiful fall day in British Columbia, Canada. So I'm enjoying it. I'm outside right now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So I'm in perfect position to engage with you and your listeners. Thank you very much for having me on.
All righty. Well, you have, I was perusing your website actually 3 or 4 weeks ago. In addition to your having what looks like a partially Siamese cat, or maybe just a very, it looks Siamese. Is he Siamese?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she is. I've got two, and they're half brother and sister.
Oh, okay. And they're very, very light. What are they? Silver?
Well, I think they call them Siamese tabby, but, you know, if you actually look into each one of them, she looks more like a Chinese mountain cat, and then he looks more like a Asian leopard cat.
Hmm.
Yeah. But they had the same mother, different fathers.
Oh.
Yeah, they're okay. Rescues from Mexico.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yes.
Great. All righty. Tell us a little bit about your story, your history.
Well, sure. Okay, well, I grew up in Ontario. I was actually born in Quebec. That's where my father was teaching at the Royal Military College there, Collège Militaire, in Saint-Jean. So that's where I was born. My sister and I were born there. Then we moved to Windsor, Ontario, which is where my father's family was from. And then we moved to Huntsville, Ontario. And then from there, I went to Toronto. So that was, like, I went to Toronto when I was 15. So that was, like, 5 years. 2 years in Quebec, 5 years in Windsor, 5 years in Huntsville, and basically, oh, yeah, then 5 years in Whitevale, which is outside of Toronto, and that's where I kind of osmosized into Toronto with, you know, I stayed there for a while. And then I moved out west in 93 and stayed out here. But the part that probably interests everybody is who my family is or was, and why I'm involved in this movement, or you could call it, or MK Ultra, I'm suspecting, right?
Right.
That's what you want to hear. Okay.
And it is also conducted in Canada, then.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for making that, you know, clear, because a lot of it was conducted in Canada, probably as much or more than the States. And I know that within the research done in the United States, you know, the characteristics of the American people, you know, this individualism, this you know, self-promotion, self-awareness, exactly. And it's something I've always, like, kind of been fascinated and admired. It's like, wow, you just do it, say it, right? And however, it's not as it's not the same here in Canada, the way we express ourselves. It is definitely more of a muted, well, you know, we're the best and we don't care sort of attitude over that. It's rooted in the silence program, basically, some kind of elitist identification. And so I'm rambling again. Okay. I always do this.
But, no, you're not rambling. You're fine.
All right. Okay, thanks. To get back to, like, yes, it was very much in Canada. There's, like, it's not just at the Allan Memorial in Montreal, which they're trying to limit it to that. It was all over every military base. It was in churches, orphanages, and it's continued through Child Protective Services, foster care system. They're doing it any way, anyhow they can in this program, I call it. But, you know, anyway, if you want to ask me a more specific question now, because, yes, it was in Canada big time. It is in Canada big time, yeah. So the Americans need to understand that, you know.
And it's run by the CIA?
Yeah, it's definitely part of it. The CIA is it's a coordinated effort, and it always was, okay? It's a military, joining of the military forces between Canada and the United States has been a long time ago. And so they have had these, you know, open lines forever. So it's not like, just these, you know, recent in the last 10 years announcements of joint this, joint that, which upset some people, like the right wing. And it's actually been going, there's plenty of proof. I mean, it's public that it's happened long ago. In the 40s, they were sharing the Dewline, NORAD, all that stuff relates back to the military intelligence sharing of it. I mean, even the bases, I mean, there's, you know, the bases, the army bases here are connected to the bases in the States. And it's probably, I don't know when it started, but a long, long time ago.
Well,
so,
now, the
yeah,
CIA,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Was actually created after World War II.
47.
Right. From the Office of Special Services.
Yep.
And, but that doesn't mean that there wasn't a program prior to that that was called something else or not even given a name. But certainly this has been going on for quite some time. You mentioned the churches in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I interviewed a gentleman who had a lot to say about the children and in churches and orphanages.
Mm-hmm.
Who were
Duplessis
were targeted and murdered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it the Duplessis orphans in Quebec? Specifically?
No. I would have to look at that schedule that I was talking about goes back 10 years.
Yeah, oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I know some of it. I don't know all of it, but yeah. But yes, what were you saying? Anything more to that?
Well, it was quite a hush-hush deal. Of course, governments have always been, at least the United States, has always had programs that were connected to, well, for instance, Eli Lilly Company.
It's all Nazis, Farber, yeah, that goes back to Germany, and, you know, they sold the chemicals to the gas chambers. Yeah, that's them.
Well, no, I'm not going to bring Germany in, but... But the Eli Lilly Company...
Apparently, I mean, that's my research online. It could be false, I'm not sure, but yeah.
But there was a gentleman, a person, we won't call him a gentleman, Dr. Sidney Gottlieb.
Yeah.
Who was sort of, in 1953 anyway, they needed a supplier for LSD for the MK Ultra project, which was directed by Dr. Gottlieb, and the government gave top secret clearance to Eli Lilly Company,
uh-huh,
along with a grant for $400,000 to manufacture and supply LSD to the CIA. And
good, you've uncovered that. Excellent, yeah.
And so Eli Lilly, gosh, they've been involved in a lot of things, but this was really the Department of Defense was also giving hallucinogenic drugs to thousands of so-called innocent volunteer soldiers in the 1950s and 60s.
Yep, that's right. It's all documented. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I think the level of, you know, outrage at that level at a certain amount of, you know, certainly for the survivors of this is, you know, we're well beyond that, but certainly for the a part of the disclosure movement in terms of waking people up to this, it's like, yeah, that's right, given to the soldiers, given to the people, it's an attack, and it always has been an attack. So right now we're trying to expose it. And it's, you know, the very nature of it is, you know, multi-headed hydra. But for sure, there's enough information now that people can be putting the pieces together. And and finding their own position within this game, swamp draining, field leveling, repentance movement. I mean, that's really what it is. And everyone does have a part in it, and everybody is trying to be controlled by these forces that have always tried to control the narrative, control the mind, control how you think, control where you go. It's all about the herd mentality, and so I'm counter-controlling it, doing, that's what I'm, once I realize this, and I'm going to counter-spin it. It's like, which vortex spiraling do you want to go into, right?
Well, you mentioned that you felt that the people in Canada were easy prey. But I suggest that people here in America are just as ignorant and just as much prey to this ongoing situation as anybody else.
Yeah, okay. I mean, for sure. Like, yeah, Canadians don't think. They think Americans are ignorant. I don't know. You know, I have to tell you that.
They are.
Yeah, but we are too. Canadians are too, right? It just keeps going. There's so many layers to come off in Canada as mm-hmm. well as the states. And so it's not about, like, you know, the borders and nationality. It's about truths and the lies.
Mm-hmm.
Deception.
And people, well, truth. I'm sure that people in Canada have the same, not the same, but a similar educational, government educational program.
Yeah.
As mm-hmm. people here in America, which is run by mm-hmm. the government.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's absolutely. It's been coordinated for a long time. Yeah. There's differences. I mean, we're a constitutional monarchy, and you're supposed, whatever you are, a republic, I'm not sure, right? It's all mixed up.
No, we're a communist country here.
Well, so are we. So are we. And Trudeau was an open communist. Trudeau, the current prime minister's father, was a open communist. So people don't realize that, but it's all in the history books. And, these words, they have, you know, energy attached to them where people spiral off into the, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, this, oh, my God, that. And that's all MK. That's all mind control. That's all done by design to deflect, distract, and to, you know, create these pockets of tangents so that no one will ever get to the truth.
Well, they sugarcoat it by saying, for instance, allopathic medicine. When they are dishing out their vaccines that have, a number of horrible things in them, and telling the recipients, mm-hmm. oh, these are going to help you. Oh, we're doing this for your good.
Oh, yeah, it's all for safety.
Let us put you on
food
stamps.
We're the worst for that, Canada. Yeah, safety's for your own. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the military, the U.S. military, is just really a group of, I hate to refer to them as lab rats, but 22 commit suicide each and every day. Because there are so many of them currently on drugs that that are not good for them. And years ago, 50 years ago, mm-hmm. if you had any psychological issues, you couldn't even enter the military. And now the military promotes and really creates psychological problems.
Well, who was doing that? That was the CIA and Sidney Gott. That was their raison d'etre. That's why they were around, to create this chemical culture. They created the 60s. They created the drug culture. They created all of it.
Sure.
It was all to get us, drugs help you mind control. Drugs, they drugged everybody that didn't want to go along with this evil satanic program. So that they either wouldn't remember they were involved with it or would be victims. And that's the whole, that's the MO over and over and over again.
Right. Including
to everybody, you know?
The U.S. Army Chemical Corps. We're involved in it. Oh, we have a real quick break here. We shall return in 3 minutes.
Okay, great.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our first guest today is Ellen Atkin. Her website is rawtravelingblogspot.com. And the person that I was trying to think of is Kevin Annette.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yes. And I had him back in 2011, 2012.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, well, he's quite the controversial figure here and there. Yeah, he got blackballed by everybody, basically, in Canada, including the, you know, alt, including the natives he was trying to help, you know, and all kinds of people in the New Age community as well. He got somewhat redeemed recently by, he did an interview with Why Is This True, Denny, and he was somewhat redeemed, absolutely. It made me look at him in a new case because I didn't know what to think about what was going on there. But anyway, he continues on his path doing what he's doing. But and he certainly has been instrumental in revealing information. So, yes. You know, that's an issue with people who do bring forward information is, you know, you know, the program inside all of us who have been programmed for this activist revealing time that we're in can often be counter-programming for the next person who comes out with some truth. This is one of the, I call it hitting the survivor firewall. This is one of the things you have to watch out for like these people that you could be working with all of a sudden turn against you, and you're like, oh, I didn't think. But, you know, I got this kind of down after 3 years since I found that picture of myself on the internet and realized.
Tell us like, about that.
Well, okay, I was doing research on my mother. My mother was a patient of Dr. Ewan Cameron in Montreal in the 50s, and that is a famous MKUltra story. It's one that the mainstream news will pick up, and that they have, and that one just keeps coming back up in Canada all the time. And it's back up now, but in the 70s, an American reporter found the paper trail back to Ewan Cameron being funded by the CIA for these experiments. And then, or maybe it was 60s, I don't know. But yeah, because within a few years, he was dead. It was 64. I think he was exposed, and then he was dead. And he was dead in 64. And then, which is a classic cabal cult takeout. You get exposed, you failed, you're dead, you know, or somebody, your people you were trying to handle, but, you know, expose you, and then, you know, oh, you failed, you're out. You know, the whole narrative has been controlled so much our whole lives. Now, picking that out is a real skill, but I don't think you should throw any baby out with the bathwater now. I don't think you should shoot any messengers. You know, even this decry of fake news, I would never throw at any source based on the source. I would look at everything, and I'm going to pick out what I feel is important. I mean, if disinformation is what they say it is, 80% truth and 20% lies, then, you know, there's 80% truth in there. So there's always going to be truth. And if that's the ticket that you needed in some, maybe the National Enquirer, there's your source. Who cares, right? You got to know what is what you're playing with, and what you're playing with is the media. And these, and the media is in fact like the auger for which we are made, how we were made. And I always try to, I relate this back to the creation story, and this throws everybody off. And that's another reason I'm discredited, or try to discredit me, but it wouldn't work. That's why I feel that, the first people to get my message without discrimination or blackballing are the Christian conservatives. They take it literally, or they realize that it's helping their efforts to right the wrongs, right? Without understanding, but they know victimhood is victimhood, and instead of like whatever spin that goes off on all these MKUltra stories with these survivors coming out all over the place. But absolutely, the Christian conservatives get it first, you know, and the liberal left gets it last. They are, I mean, we're all like logs floating in an MK stew. But what we want to do is level the playing field or drain the swamp at this point in time. Turn the tide, like, you know, stop this karmic nonsense of like lies. That's what I'm doing, because I realized it was happening to me, and this picture really drove it home in terms of my awareness of like how well I had been deceived, even though I thought I was awake and I was always like fighting good fights and on the right side of this and that. But it's like, oh my
god,
how
did you happen to find the picture of your mother? You were doing research on her. What kind of research?
Oh, it always bothered me that she was never compensated for her. You know, she was a scapegoat in her family, in her life. You know, she never got money. She wasn't part of that original lawsuit in the 90s to get money for the victims of this Allen Memorial. She didn't want to be, in fact, I seem to remember that. She didn't want to join it. And she was, in fact, a direct patient of Ewan Cameron, which there weren't many of them. Yeah.
Right. Okay, we do have a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back.
All right. Thanks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest is Ellen Atkin. Her website is rawtraveling.blogspot.com. Now, your mother was a participant, and he worked with her, psychiatrist Donald Ewan Cameron, who John Marks wrote about him. And he was the American Psychiatric Association president from 1952 to 53. And he used electric shock therapy, LSD, sensory deprivation, and he was a really bad guy. Now, your mother, was your mother aware of the fact that that she was being programmed? How did she become involved with Cameron?
That's a good question. You know, I keep trying to get answers from her family, and nothing comes clear. Nobody has any answers. Like, they all blame her, like, as though she wanted to get electroshock treatment. She went for it herself, and that's her own fault. That's the way they treated her. They still treat her like that, even though she's been dead for almost 20 years. But and so, you know, it's a classic case of scapegoating. And what happens usually in these cases when somebody does you know, these breaks is a traumatic event occurred, and then the victim will not forget, or they won't get over it, or whatever. And then, so this victim must be silenced, and they must be silenced by any means. Usually it is electroshock, and this is a common thing throughout survivor community, Illuminati, MK Ultra, CIA family tactics. This is a common thing. You know, I've been talking to survivors for 3 years now. This is done over and over again. It wasn't just done at you and Cameron's place, but at the time, he was the main guy doing it, and you know, he was in Montreal, wasn't too far from London, where she lived, and apparently,
how old was she when she got involved with him?
20, I think 20, yeah, around 20. I don't know if it was a little bit before or a little bit after as well, but she apparently did the 3 month sleep deprivation or sleep therapy program. I'm not 100% sure, but that's pretty much confirmed.
She was seeking help? Or?
One would think that, but there's never been any confirmation of it. Her sister said she wanted to go there because she was seeing a psychiatrist in Windsor and had a few shock treatments there beforehand, and she wanted more. That's what she said. Now, it doesn't make any sense, but that's what she told me. And then so she wanted to go there, but maybe she did want to go there because she wanted to get out of whatever she was. She couldn't find help with her family or anywhere, but of course she went right into the lion's den, so that was wrong. But her family, nobody stopped her, nobody pulled her out, nobody got on her side and said this is wrong. They just continued to say, well, that's what you get, so you decided to do that. And,
wow.
And you know, I don't know, I'm trying to figure it out. You know, I'm just trying to, that's the basis of my research, you know. If it would look like both of my family lines were, like, involved in this Illuminati family stuff, it's basically Satanism. I mean, it is. It's Luciferianism. But I don't know. Like, they won't say anything, but their lack of explaining what, you know, these questions I have is really their biggest, you know, guilty cards.
Were they knowingly involved in something evil, or did they just follow the best advice of somebody that they trusted as an authority figure?
That's a good A or B, both would qualify. Yeah, but and that would be authority figures in. In both families were priests, were the Catholic Church. So, you know, a lot of roads point back there. You know, that's all there was at that time. They were the main control systems. Politicians, priests and politicians. And, you know, my mother's brother wrote a book, Priests and Politicians. He was a priest. You know, so I don't know, like, I'm not ready to say that, but it certainly would be, you know, I suspect it, right? I'm trying to find out what's going, what happened, how did she get there? Why was she her whole life in this state of disassociation, crying and immobilization on drugs and these prescription drugs that she couldn't get off of, had to take them. She tried to get off them.
No. Her whole life. So she was she a child when she was put on prescription drugs?
Well, she was a teen. Something happened in her teenage years, and there was something around her fiance who they broke up, and there was something around that, and it was right around her father was dying in the hospital, and she was breaking up with her fiance. Yeah, and from what my mother told me, her father was like her friends. Her father protected her. She was her father's favorite. And and so when you think about that, he died, all of a sudden the obstacles were removed for, you know, her protection. See?
Right.
And from what I have what she told me, which was very scant because she was very under the silence program. And she had just like could not speak. And it was because of this like protection that
she was very vulnerable.
Oh, terrible. And of course, I as a child, was like, this is wrong. So I carried that through, although I could never figure out what. I mean, it was, she was dead 20 years. And, well, no, I always tried to do something about it, but I also tried to break away from it because I didn't, I was like, this is crazy. I got to do my own life. And, but in 1998, I wrote a letter to the government of Canada after I saw that sleep therapy. The CBC did a documentary on the sleep therapy program. I saw that in 98, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's when my mom went there. And I wrote a letter to the government, and I just got back some letter like, oh, sorry, that was just for these things, and it was over. And then a year later, my mom died, and she was already in a nursing home. Only 67 or 66 years old, just incapacitated from the drugs. Nobody could help her. And everyone was like, well, that's her fault. And yeah, she had a whole lot of mind control on her, just like everybody. But she was sort of strong-willed in her spirit, but her mind was definitely damaged. And she just tried to hold her own. She was very much into this independence thing, but really she was just like isolating herself. And she ended up having like dying in an old age home well before her time, just being incapacitated on these antidepressants and tranquilizers.
Wow.
Yeah. So she, so I was like, I'm like trying to get some righteous, justice. I've always been like that, her warrior, her knight. However, that's a mind control program on me too. This is where it goes through the bloodlines, the initial trauma. And so that was used against me by the controllers. And
in what way?
Well, because I've helped the wrong people. I've had these like, righteous, that's wrong. And then all of a sudden I'm helping the wrong person who doesn't, so it took me 40 years to figure that one out. So all of this stuff, like all these programs, left, right, all this stuff just came like, tumbling out in like a realization at the discovery of the picture of me. But first it was my mother. So I was trying to get justice for her. And I started writing about it on my blog. And then I got some contacts with other survivors, and it started opening up the picture. I just didn't know about so much of this research. I hadn't been involved with it. I had always had intelligence people come up to me, and I still do. I rub with the intelligence community just as a matter of natural course in my life, and that's another subject in itself. But it's just the way it's been for me. So. So intelligence started opening up, and within a very short time, and I had even contacted the lawyer who in Montreal who is attempting to do this class action at the moment. I contacted him in 2013, right at the same time that this movie came out with a clip of her getting electroshocked by you on camera. Now this was the first picture online that I'd seen of my family, and that was her, and it was a video, and I'm like, whoa, and I'm like, and I was crying, and it was like, Jesus, like I backed it up, and I'm like, that's my mom, because I'm like, holy crap, that's her as a young woman. And So I contacted the lawyer again. I said, look at this, and then he never contacted me back ever after that. And I'm like, okay, this is my crusade now. This is something else completely, and I carried that on. And then I started to do a few interviews. I did more research, more blog posts. And that was 2013. In 2015... and By the way, I came from the New Age community. That's sort of who I was, like, you know, hitching my hopes on in terms of, you know, spiritual revolution or, you know, a cultural renaissance or anything. I was in that, right? And it did have to do with health. It was sort of half that, half health activism. I didn't know, but I was always going towards, like, some kind of making it better, fixing something, right? That's been who I am, and it still is. But back to this, how I found it. So in 2 years after my mom, picture shows up, and I start rattling a few cages, ringing a few bells, and people, they just, you know, they just, like, hands off, like, whoa, 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 that's way too crazy. Oh, my God, you know. And then and it opens up more than just the limited hangout that this Ewan Cameron, was the only guy doing it, and it stopped, right? It's, my case opens the whole thing up to right here, right now, present day, and that is what's happening. It has unrolled in many ways since that time. But 2015, I was part of this New Age community sort of thing of saving the world through this Swiss Indo. I don't know if you've heard about it, but it was one of the RRV reevaluation currency schemes, right there in line with Nacera and all that. But
okay, let's back up. When did your father? When did your mother meet your father?
Yeah,
and when did they marry?
1959, they met, and the story was they knew each other for 3 months, and they got married. So it was 1959. They got married in June, so they would, if that story is correct, they knew each other for 3 months. They they met in April.
And so how long before that had her fiancé broken it off with her?
Oh, it was like 6 or 7 years. Like, I mean, if she was born in 1932, she was 20, so 7 years. And if she was 20 when she broke off, it could have been before that. She could have been. I'm not sure.
Was he aware of her situation?
I don't know. I don't know what caused it. But the thing is that my dad later on would kind of gloat that this fiance committed suicide. Yeah. I think they're all agents, you know, they're all part of this thing. And it's like, they're all in. Yeah. 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 So he committed suicide at some point. The other thing weird about that is that I remember talking to my aunt, my mother's twin sister, in the early 90s about this. Just wanted to get some clarity. And she denied even remembering his name or anything. But then my sister told me that she went out with him after he broke up with my mom. So I don't know if that, I don't know. But you see, all this stuff is like, wow, you can't get to the bottom of it because my sister is on a lot of meds, and my family, they just kind of skirt around the truth, and they can't. I am outside of the paradigm enough now that I'm like, an atomic bomb for them. So, you know, and I've never been close to them, and they don't owe me. I don't owe them anything. They basically stole my mother's inheritance, which means they stole mine. So, I mean, I don't have any allegiance to them. They don't answer my questions. Like, I don't. Right? That's the way I feel about it. But this is typical of being a hard targeted individual from day one. You know, I was born into this, so I'm supposed to just take this all lying down. Oh, that's too bad. What happened to me? What a tragedy. You know, and I'm supposed to get over it, not talk about it, live a normal life, all that stuff.
So you were born into it. You knew that your mother was. How? Were you the first child?
No, I was the second. Second child.
At a young age, were you aware that something was significantly wrong with your mother?
Well, yes and no. I mean, she was depressed, and I felt for her. But you see, this is what I was. This is my inheritance. This is my. You know, I was in the womb, she was on these drugs. So I was absorbing them as well. I was also breastfed, so I was also on the drugs. She was a smoker, right? So, I mean, I'm not the only one. A lot of them were doing this, but happened to. But, this is called ancestral DNA, and this is also a form of traumatization and disassociation when it starts early in the womb. And this is all backed up with the research that they were doing, Mengele and the CIA. And Mengele was all connected in there. Nobody likes to say that name, but he's going to be more and more coming out of what it was with Gottlieb, right? Mengele, Gottlieb, they were all still very much connected to each other. This is what happened, paperclip. And got,
didn't he die in Buenos Aires?
That's the story, but I doubt it.
Okay. Alrighty, we are going to take a very quick break. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our first guest today is Ellen Atkin, and her website is Raw Traveling, and there's only one L, so don't put in two L's. Raw Traveling, because it'll take you somewhere else. Rawtraveling.blogspot.com. And so you, well, there was a time, particularly during the 30s that smoking was really promoted it, excuse me, for health. Doctors were promoting it, saying, oh, it's so healthy for you. So I don't think that mothers-to-be were necessarily thinking about the fact that it was probably damaging their child.
Well, you know, just, you know, ramp it up to now. I mean, do people think vaccines are damaging the child? Do people think that the food they eat is damaging their child? The water they're drinking is damaging their child? You know? Oh, that's the same program. Exactly.
It is the same program. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And with that in mind, I want to make a nice little observation here that the head of the FDA some high up in the FDA in the States is named Gottlieb. His last name is Gottlieb. And I bet it's the same family. I mean, these people, they did this so that they could, like, control through their bloodlines, you know, so they could have, you know, the nice salaries, the jobs, of course, the decisions affecting the health of everyone else. And we're supposed to suffer because of it, not say anything and believe their nonsense, all of it, right? So just like, you know, is that just another coincidence? Like, there's so many, much of this stuff.
Now,
but
who was the guy in the FDA?
His name is Gottlieb. I think it's Scott Gottlieb. That's his job right now. He's the head of the FDA, or he's high up. He's got some big position there.
Huh.
He's got a tumor count.
Definitely all of the ABC agencies are run by very well-connected people, usually to Big Pharma.
Right.
It's a revolving door.
Right. Now, I'm trying to make this point clear that as a target that's been targeted my whole life, you know, in doing my own workarounds, in my own, like, little world of, you know, hiding it even from myself, but, you know, and getting, you know, blackballed and shunned my whole life, but, you know, always stop, drop, rolling and out of it and coming out on top, which, you know, says a lot about me compared to the people who are trying to discredit me, who don't even have as much accomplishments to their credits as I do, but I don't get any reward from that either, except from the people that are actually my clients and that live with me, you know, day to day.
Sure.
I mean, right? But not from the people in my past.
Okay, it is Dr. Scott Gottlieb. He is the 23rd Commissioner of Food and Drugs, and he was appointed on May 11th, 2017. He's a physician. It would be interesting to do a little bit of background research on him to see where his genealogical lines go.
Yeah, totally. I've already, like, you know, dropped it on his Twitter feed. Hey, any relation to Sydney, Dr. Death, you know? Like, I do that stuff all the time.
Well, that would be interesting just to run that down. Alrighty, we're at the top of the hour. We will be right back.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.